widely feared and anticipated military attack by UN and Congolese troops on the FDLR, a Rwandan refugee militia in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, has not materialized, despite UN Special Envoy Russ Feingold's repeated urgings. Instead, this week, the people of the Democratic Republic of Congo rose up in the streets to demand that their parliament not pass legislation allowing Congolese President Joseph Kabila to extend his stay in office beyond constitutional term limits. KPFA's Ann Garrison has the story.
After days of protest in the streets of Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and other cities across the country, the Congolese Senate dropped their legislation, which protesters said was designed to keep President Joseph Kabila in power. Instead of extending term limits, a plan already proven unpopular, the Senate had attempted to legislate that a census, which could take years, be completed before the presidential election, which is scheduled for 2016. Human Rights Watch reported that at least 34 protesters were killed in Kinshasa and at least 4 in Goma when Congolese National Police and President Kabila's presidential security detail fired tear gas and live ammunition at protesters. The presidential security guard, they said, have no legal mandate to respond to public disorder. And both the presidential security detail and the Congolese police were seen taking bodies away to remove evidence of the killing. A Reuters video on the protests ended with a still photograph of graffiti scrawled on a wall in Kinshasa, which said, "Non Kabila Rwandais," meaning in English, "No Rwandan Kabila." This message expresses the widespread Congolese belief that President Joseph Kabila is the adopted Rwandan son of assassinated President Laurent Kabila and that he collaborates with Rwanda's President Kagame in occupying Congo and plundering its resources. The Rwandan army provided most of the troops who overthrew former dictator Mobutu Sese Seko in 1997 and put President Laurent Kabila in power. Daniel Simpson, U.S. ambassador to the country at that time, was videotaped expressing his satisfaction, saying, "It's all done. It's all set." Rwanda's current defense minister, James Kabarebe, then became the commander of the Congolese army, and other Rwandans assumed positions of power in the new army and government. But Congolese people soon protested that they had in fact been invaded and conquered, as recorded in this street demonstration.
"Rwandans have helped us, of course, but they should go home. Now we have more foreigners in the government that Mr. Kabila has brought us. But we don't want foreigners here. He sold our country to Rwanda. He sold our country to Rwanda."
President Laurent Kabila accused the Rwandans of smuggling vast amounts of Congolese minerals across the Rwandan border for sale on the international market, then expelled Rwandan officers and officials. The Rwandan army invaded DR Congo again in 1998. President Laurent Kabila then told the country that Rwandan soldiers were pretending to be Congolese rebels.
"Goma and Bukavu are occupied by the rebels? There are no rebels. Goma and Bukavu are occupied by Rwandans. I told you that they are Rwandans. If only they would stay in this country while respecting the indigenous inhabitants, we would accept them easily. But they come as conquerors, to dominate everyone. This is unacceptable. What language do you want me to express it in to say they are Rwandans? These gentlemen found so much honey here that they want to return."
President Laurent Kabila was then assassinated during the ensuing war and succeeded by his son Joseph, who has remained in power since 2001. Whether or not he is the adopted Rwandan son of the elder Kabila, as many Congolese believe, President Joseph Kabila is without doubt more acceptable to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. For Pacifica, KPFA and FRB Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.